What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Something About Sports right here on Movement Radio. I'm Talon Williams.
I'm Chip Hazard.
And I'm Roger Sierra.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing something just a little bit different. Tonight, we are actually going to be doing our own version of the draft. Roger, you want to tell everybody what we're doing tonight?
No, I thought you were doing it, but okay, we're just doing... We're picking.
I said the intro.
Well, kind of pointless to do the intro and then not continue on, but we're doing we're pretty much picking our all-time starting defensive players. We're doing a snake draft style, 1-3, 3-1. I got the first pick, Tom got second pick, and Chip gets back-to-back picks at third. I mean, it's pretty much easy. We're all going to pick our favorite position or our top people on defensive end, defensive tackle, middle linebacker, outside linebacker, cornerback, free safety, and strong safety.
Yes.
So without a further ado, I will go with the first overall pick, and I will go with the Reggie White.
Oh, you asshole.
Oh, for free safety?
What?
Yeah. What? Reggie White's not a free safety.
Who the hell's the free safety?
You do it in order. No, free safety, strong safety, cornerback, cornerback.
We pick our own positions, whatever we want.
No, that's not how it works. You can't make this shit up. No, you can't make this shit up as you go.
Yes, you literally do. You pick whatever you're drafting. It's not like you go to the NFL draft and like, all right, my first pick this for my round one is quarterback, round two is running back, round three is wide receiver. You pick what order you want.
Okay.
It's a draft.
Okay.
Well, I am going to take a secondary player for my for the second overall pick. Why you didn't pick this, I have no idea. I got to go with Prime. I got to go with Deion Sanders, cornerback. So I got my cornerback down. So I'm going Deion Sanders as my DB1.
I'm going to go Ray Lewis for my middle linebacker, and I'm going to go Ed Reed for my free safety.
For my strong safety, I'm going to go with strong safety for this one, and I'm going to go with Troy Polamalu.
All right. All right, so with my back-to-back picks, I am going to go an acquaintance of on the line, and I'm going to continue on with Deacon Jones. And then,
okay, good pick.
Then I am going to go with Aaron Donald.
Okay, you can pick Aaron Donald. Okay. If I'm going, okay, my next pick is outside linebacker, and I'm going with one of the greatest defensive players of all time. I'm going Lawrence Taylor at outside linebacker.
J.J. Watt, defensive end, and I'll go with Mean Joe Green for defensive tackle.
I'll go ahead and do my defensive end this time, and I'm going to go for defensive end. I'm going to go Michael Strahan.
So my back-to-back picks, I'm going to finish up the defensive line. Let's go with Fletcher Cox for my defensive tackle also. And then I am going to go with Champ Bailey, my CB1.
For my outside, my number two outside linebacker, I'm going to go, God, the name just lost me. Hang on a second. I'm going to go Derek Brooks.
I had Dick Butkus and Junior Seau, both outside linebackers.
I take free safety Ronnie Lott.
I'm going to finish up, and I'm going to go with, on corners, I'm going to go with Ty Law, my outside linebacker slash edge rusher, Von Miller.
I'm going to finish out my secondary, and I'm going to go with my CB2. I'm going to go Charles Woodson.
Defensive end, Warren Sapp. I can't remember. Did one of you guys say Darrell Revis?
No.
Cornerback?
No.
Okay,
no,
guys.
You can have him.
had arguably the best single season of any player in NFL history. 2007, you can't pick a better year where a cornerback had. Now, overall, there are better, but that 2007 season, Darrell Revis was the best player in the NFL, period.
Yeah, Darrell Revis is the original Jalen Ramsey, so you can have him.
Yeah.
One good season, he thinks he's the best.
I can't laugh. We have Jalen now, so I can't laugh.
Yeah, he's on your team. Best corner in the league, right?
I hope he is. I hope he plays like that this season.
He didn't play last year.
Or the year before.
Or the year before
that. Hey. Who knows? But, yeah, all right. So, it's back on me now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go as my defensive end. I'm going to go Jack Youngblood.
All right, so to finish out my outside linebacker, I'm going to go, you know, let's go DeMarcus Ware. Teddy Bruschi is my middle linebacker.
For my defensive tackle, I'm going to go with John Randall.
Defensive tackle, the refrigerator, William Perry. Strong safety, Brian Dawkins.
And he actually played middle and outside linebacker, so I'm going to go with my middle linebacker. I'm going Jack Lambert.
Going free safety, Darren Sharper. And strong safety, let's go John Lynch. Let's put the hammer out there.
So let's go old school. Let's keep going with the Minnesota trend. Let me go Alan Page from the Purple People Leaders.
Cornerback Richard Sherman. So doing it the way we did it, how do you not take the best player first?
That's why I got Reggie White.
Well, I mean, that, but that's why he took Reggie. I was going to go Reggie first if I'd got the first pick. It's, I didn't think Reggie go first, though. Like, I figured Roger would have taken.
Why not? Either. Reggie White is arguably the greatest football player of any position ever.
Between him and LT, the greatest defensive players, period. But I,
if like, I'm Reggie being honest, if, but that's the thing. Right. If I'm being honest, I'm surprised LT fell. Like, because I didn't pick up LT, and LT was like my third pick. So I'm like, how did LT fall? You know what I mean?
Because a strong defensive line can beat anybody.
Yeah. I don't know. With the way that in today's, I guess today's NFL, with the way people pass the ball these days, you got to have good secondary coverages. You know what I mean? So that's why.
Yeah, but you can't pass the ball when you're getting sacked over and over again.
That's true. That is
exactly
true.
Who you double team on my line? You got Deacon Jones, Reggie White, Aaron Donald, Fletcher Cox. Who's getting double teamed? Who's getting left open?
You got a good point.
I mean,
you got a good point,
and then you have Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware on the outside of them.
But who's going to throw at Deion? I mean, let's be honest. Who's going to throw at Deion? And then who's going to try to go over the top on Ronnie Lott or Troy Polamalu?
Joe Montana used to do that all day on Deion.
Yep.
Not on Deion, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
On the other,
the Cowboys. On Jerry Rice, are you, bro? Who else was guarding Jerry Rice out there? Because yeah, if you ain't put Deion on Jerry
ain't
Rice,
nobody, you ain't put on Deion. Who else you gonna put on? Right, yeah. Exactly. But Jerry's a different animal, dude. Jerry's a different animal, man. That's Jerry though. You know.
Wait till we get to our all-time offense.
That's gonna be.
Start thinking about that, because that line is really going to matter too.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Definitely. Oh,
yep. Because you got to have a good line.
I have a line in my head.
You ain't getting them all. You ain't getting them all.
I won't get them all.
Yep.
I won't get them all.
But you guys out there watching this, tell us who you think won the draft, first of all. Whose team's better, my team, Talon's team, or Chip's team? And
well, you already know it was me.
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 You already know.
We'll see.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and put caps on you. Well, Chip's already wearing a cap. That's how bad he's capping. He already got a cap on. But go ahead. I'm probably going to put a list somewhere down here so you guys can see them. And then go down in the comments. Tell us who you think won. Who's your all-time? Who did we leave out that you felt like we snubbed or something like that? And as always, subscribe and like. Obviously, share with your friends, because tell your douchebag friends we know more about football than they do.
Exactly. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Again, this was fun. As hell, can't wait to do the offense. The offense is probably going to be a little bit more crazy, to be completely honest with you. But that being said, again, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Anything else you guys want to say before we bounce out here tonight?
As always, check out movementradio.us. That is your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
What about you, Raj? Anything?
I already said my part about subscribe, share, everything like that. Yep. Leave a comment.
Awesome. Shout out to all of our sponsors, man. W.GG. Shout out to Canva. Shout out to the OGGearAnime.com, Zoo Lily, AudibleTrial.com, Get Response, Elementor, Entertainment Earth, and Just Cash Clothing. Thank you to all of our friends that have been down with us since day one. You know who you are. If you guys like this episode, man, like it, share it, let us know what you think. That being said, we appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you guys next time. Let's hit them with the outro.
Please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and right here on YouTube.
Go check out all of our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Click that bell to get notified of our latest videos. Streamlabs.com/movementradio/merch. Go cop some merch. And also movementradio.us, your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
And Roger Sierra.
And this is Movement Radio.
God's plan.